Yud Aleph Sivan, Friday the 1st of June, Rabbi Avram Deutsch, the Mitzvah of Vidoy Al Hachet.
It's an unbelievable thing, it truly is, when somebody thinks about it. How can it be possible that, Baruch Hashem, you find such a choshev, gewaldige koyach of Kedusha, when you come here to London, that the first thing they ask you is, please come say a shir. Gewaldige zach. The pshat is that I owe personal akos hatoiv. You are akos hatoiv to the Gevaldi organization, and my akos hatoiv, and then I'm zoicha to appear once again and to be meisa toiv. The Chofetz Chaim explains that the main yisoid of tefila betzivo. What is the idea of tefila betzivo? To learn before davening and to learn after davening. Not only zok the Chofetz Chaim, the idea of tefila betzivo is to say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in shul when people come to daven. But the learning of the chaburis that people learn together before the davening and after davening, that is one of the main themes of tefillah b'tzibur. The Mela, when we're davening over here together, the Rambam explains that someone that's makbid on tefillah b'tzibur is considered to be a shochin toiv, loshen ha'gemara in brochas. Someone who's not makbid on tefillah b'tzibur is considered to be a shochin ra, is considered to be not a nice neighbor, not someone that's positive for the community. So Baruch Hashem, everyone that joins Torah Way is a true positive part of the community, and that is his true input in the community, and it's a gewaldig and a dover that person gives to the community, poshut being part of the gewaldig chabur of this Mokem HaKodesh Hazeh. My true honor, pleasure, and privilege, as we said, to share with you some words of wisdom in today's Parshas HaShavua, the mitzvah of Vidui Al Hachet, which appears in this week's Parsha. Words of wisdom might sound very funny. Words of wisdom. What does that mean, words of wisdom? But the words of wisdom is a Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam brings down that a person should make sure never to miss out even one night without learning Torah. V'le'yavid afilu laila achas v'achila v'shtina v'shteina. Only l'sasek b'toira, v'divrei toira, v'divrei chochmo. Toira v'divrei chochmo. If someone over here can please explain me what the taich is of Talmud Toira v'divrei chochmo. Since when is Toira something that's considered to be a different entity than divrei chochmo? Divrei chochmo, that's Toira. Toira is divrei chochmo. The Rambam says you shouldn't do anything by night. What should you do? Don't eat. Don't sleep, and don't hang around, don't stand yap around, sicha. What should you do? You should learn Torah v'divrei chochma. Elo nesasik b'Torah v'divrei chochma. What does it mean, divrei chochma? Torah doch Torah, every word of Torah divrei chochma. There is such a thing to learn philosophy, that's also part of Torah. Anything that we learn, but that's anything on the shelf, or any other shelf in our shuls, in our bottom midrashim, that's considered mitzvah talmud Torah, that you have to make a bracha on it, that's Torah. So what are the Loshon HaRambam that we have to learn by night? Torah v'divrei chochma, words of wisdom. What does it mean, words of wisdom? Words of wisdom is not Torah. What is the Rambam idea? Peladik HaRambam, mafli players. Does somebody have a pshat over here? 48 hours ago, I asked the Shaila after Vasikin to the God L'Ador about Leib Shteyman Shlita. Asked him, Rosh Hashiva, always going to the Rambam. I took out the Rambam and I showed him inside. What's the pshat? Rambam state. There's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah v'divrei chochma. So I, Baroni, I wanted to say the pshat is the following. I was zeicha Baruch Hashem to learn before Gedoy Le'olam, before Gedoy Rosh HaYeshivas. The Rambam from America, but Gebev Achtvig, Gevaldig Gegoyin, Gevaldig Talmud Chochma, the Rosh Hashiva from the Amdonim from America. And as you saw by the Bayankiv Rosh HaYeshivas, Zichron Levracha, and Moshe Shmuel Shapira, mit Abchaim Shleim Leibovich, the Kamenitz and the Ponovitz Rosh Hashiva, mit sein gesunken stark ab David Briske ab David Salavechik in Briske Yeshiva. Vor gedei leilo. I have brought some gewaltige kesher with all of them. And ich kann euch sagen, when you take out the same Gemara and the same Rambam, all four will have a different approach. It's the same sugya. The same sugya for Eidem Zoymimin. The same sugya for Yerushalayim Das. The same sugya from Big Dikuhuna. And everybody has their own approach. Everyone has their own kashes, their own terutzim, their own mahalchim, their own hashkafa and teire, their own approach and understanding everything about life, each one with his own time. Are you going to tell me that one is Torah, one is not Torah? One is right, one is not right? But the pshat is, that's Divrei Chochmah. Divrei Chochmah is when we learn to take out our Havana out of the sugya, our Havana out of the pshat in this halacha, our Havana, we can understand this lomdus in this sugya and how to approach other sugyas accordingly. How to take the hashkafa of the Mesil Sesharim and bring it to pshat in the Sefer Chinuch. And how to take all our hashkafas chaim, everything that we learned, and to use it in different entities in different parts of our lives. And that's the musig of Talmud Torah v'divrei Chochmah. It's not the one saying the words, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, saying the words in the Pasuk, the words in the Gemara. But going in the depths and understanding different amkas, and with that, a mahalach and lanan, different understandings and different parts and different approaches than everything that we do in life. So this is the ma'isa of Divrei Torah and Divrei Chochmah. But the Rosh Yeshiva Baal Leib Shteyman, he had a different approach. And that's also Divrei Chochmah or the Divrei Torah. And he wanted to say the following, that the Magid was a malach used to come to the Beis Yosef. And one of the major shtikl Torah ki yidua of the Beis Yosef, the Magid told him, this shtikl Torah, it's a great shtikl Torah, but l'maisa, it's not true. It's not true. But you should know, Chod HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled the Reis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy and enjoys when people are engrossed in learning Torah and people come out of the Velda Pilpul and understanding and learning Torah. But you should know, Alibad Emes, it's not Torah. Alibad Emes, it's not considered to be 100% correct, and Alibad Emes, you can't paskin accordingly, and so on and so forth. But this that you wrote a whole stick of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys it. So the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to say, that's the pshat. Divrei Torah, that's Torah Misinai. Everything we're quoting, that we paskin accordingly to. Everything that we learn and we accept, that that's the day of Chachameinu. The vote of Divrei Chochmah, the pshat is, we try to understand, the longest of understanding, even if it's not considered a good shtikl Torah. You work 10 hours, and it's not a good shtikl Torah. You try to learn, and you didn't understand. And you didn't even come out, you understood exactly opposite of what the real pshat in the Gemara is. Im kol zois, HaKadosh Baruch was happy with such Torah. Why? Chod HaKadosh Baruch bepulei deraisa. That's also considered to be Divrei Chochmah, even though it doesn't have the medbay of Divrei Torah. And Meila, I hope that Beis Hashem today, it be words of wisdom, but not only words of wisdom, it should also be considered to be Torah Taka. And it should be Divrei Psak Alocha Ladino, that we can accept and use it, Beis Hashem, through the whole duration of our lives. One of the great zachen that we all know, we just now passed Shavuos, and we all sat together, many of us, if not all of us, it shouldn't be all of us, but many of us sat together as the youngsters of the shul went out by Yizkor. We sat and we said Yizkor. We're not allowed to cry due to the fact that it's Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. We're not allowed to cry, but we said Yizkor with broken hearts on those that, on our beloved ones, and our mishpacha that passed away. One of the great mitzvahs of the Torah is Vidui Alachet. And the Sefer Chinuch writes, what is the main idea behind, the theme behind Vidui Alachet? It's not the matbeh of the mitzvah, it's not the reason why you're mechuyiv to do it. But you gotta be careful. Why? Zog the Sefer Chinuch, Va'oiloi la'odom! Oiloi la'odom! Im yomus b'loi vidui v'nos ha'voinoi. It's a big rachmanis. Oiloi la'odom! It's very sad and very bitter for that person who passes away without having confessed on his sins. Meaning to say, if we don't do vidu al-chet, if we don't have charata, if we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, bepeh, with our mouths, on the averus, oyle l'adam, im yomus, b'loi vidu al-venos al-venos. Person dies without saying vidu, it's a terrible zach. But to be oyva on it, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that's only if a person doesn't say vidu on Yom HaKippurim. Meaning to say, my Uncle Winston told me last night that I am in Svartz, I'm okay. I say vidu every single day. You say vidu every single day, you're covered. Right away in the morning you come to shul. After davening, you say vidu. What are you going to do today? Today we didn't say vidu, did we? We have days that there's a bris milah, we don't say vidu. And when we do say vidu, do we say vidu with a whole heart? Because what's vidu? Vidu is not bepeh. Vidu the pshat is bepeh, to take in the machshavos of our heart. But it's definitely a great zach those that do daven svarat, it's a gewaldige sache. You can chapa rein, the mitzvah esse de reise. Mitzvah esse de reise. Every time you say, Hashem de Baganu, in the morning, in the vidu, you can chapa rein, and say it with a gishmak before tachnon, and if a person says a taka with the ernstkeit, with a sum, with the true erlichkeit, then he will be mekayim at that moment, a mitzvah esse minna teuro. Another good reason for those to daven svarat. But, we, that daven Ashkenaz, just have the mitzvah. Just have the mitzvah. And that mitzvah is a mitzvah miyuchad that a person, when he has a chait, he has to say on it vidu. Now the mitzvah that's brought on this week's parasha is the mitzvah of saying vidu al ha-korban. But the chinuch writes, you shouldn't think, this is brought on in mechilta, a person shouldn't think that only when he has a korban, then he has a mitzvah of saying vidu. The mitzvah of vidu is any chet with a korban, without a korban. The Gemara even brings, the Chazal bring even a limud, that a person might think that he would only have to say vidu in Eretz Yisrael. Could you imagine that? Only have to say vidu in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvah vidu. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Even if we don't have korbanos, and even if there's a miyuchad without korbanos, only in Eretz Yisrael. How in the world can we understand such a thing? There's a mitzvah to say only in Eretz Yisrael. For Mashmalon, there's a limud, even a Chutz La'aretz. Why in the world that someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz will not have a mitzvah? There would be such a tzad, there's such understanding without the limud, that will not have a mitzvah of saying vidui. How can you understand such a thing? Zop de'ilig echinuch. Va'adayini yisra'imel. That's the Makon Chazal Mechilta. She'ein ha'vidu elu ba'aretz. The vidu is only in Eretz Yisrael. K'loim ha'af al-pishim etzvadim b'leikob. And even if we do have to say vidui, and we do have to confess, even without bringing our korban to the base of Mikdash, mikol makom shelo yechiv avide el baaretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. Person might think it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki shom iker hakapora v'shom hakorbanos v'iker hakoil bo. Massive lashon achinuch. Ki shom iker hakapora in Eretz Yisrael, that's the iker hakapora. V'shom hakorbanos v'shom iker hakoil. Even if you don't have korbanos, but due to the fact that's the place of the korbanos, the main of everything, the main part of everything, that's the main. I don't have a taina, and I hold it's a beautiful thing that whoever can afford it, Taki tries to come to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tovim, tries to come to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the year, tries to even have a part of land in Eretz Yisrael, to be part of the kapara of Eretz Yisrael, the Ika HaKoyl Bo. That's a gewaldig gezah. Komash Malon, that's the limud. No. Even in Chutzlats, you also have a mitzvah of saying vidu, even a chutzlas, not only in Eretz Yisrael. But a person might think, that's the limud miyuchad, that due to the fact that ikar kapara is an only in Eretz Yisrael. So I gave out a sefer called Piska Alochas. And one of the Piska Alochas is on the nyonim of Aser Simei Tshuva. And there I write the following, that if a person has a choice, when to be in Eretz Yisrael, for Sukkos or for Aser Simei Tshuva. So we would all say, Sukkos, we need to be together by the Rabalach. We need to go to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? But this, I wanted to tie in the Nishta. According to this Sefer HaChinuch state, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, the Ike Kapora, if a person wants to say, Vidui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his Vidui, in the Madrega of being in Eretz Yisrael, the Mokim of Hashem, it's definitely higher and above and much greater to be the Aser Simei Tshuva and Yom Kippur than being the Sukkos, if he has a choice. But Akaponim, someone that could, it's definitely Shaykh when you are in Eretz Yisrael, or when you're Shaykh to be in the Yimei HaSlichas, Yimei HaKapara, then it's definitely a great thing to be Shaykh to the Mitzvah Vidui. And I, the Nosen Gishtatna, Baal HaLahiris Nusen, those that know him, Zuchayn Levroche, and Ish Godel Moed, wrote over 100 Svarim. And he told me that it's 100% Izgat Naloche, this Psak, and it's a Mitzvah of passing. That if a person has afsharas to be a sezem etshuva and yom kippur and etzisrael, then he should try to be the why, because it's a different kapor. And according to the chinuch, he sees clearly that's the limud of chazal, that a bzundra minor being dafkan etzisrael. But according to this week's parasha, what we're learning is thought considered to be about the mitzvah misvadim imakob. But the mitzvah vidal chet is on every chet, even without a kob. But the pshat is the mitzvah that we see, that's the mitzvah al kob. Of the mitzvah is anytime, any avera. The question arises, when is a person mechuyev in this mitzvah of vidui? When are we mechuyev in the mitzvah of vidui? When? So, simply, as soon as a person does avera, is mechuyev in vidui, right? So, if a guy goes into a treifa store and he eats a treifa sandwich, or achmal atzlan, he says a shtikal lashon hora, or he saw a mara asura, whatever it was. Right away, he's mechayiv vidui. So right away, he goes to Bais Medrash and starts saying vidui. He was mekayem a mitzvah sase deraisa, so it wasn't he mekayem. Simply, anyone in his right mind would say, of course he's mekayem. Why? He did an aveira. Right away, he ran to shul, or he went home, or went into his car and took out a siddur, and started saying vidui. So he was mechayiv, and right away he did the vidui, and he confessed in his sin, and gevaldik. He was mekayem a mitzvah sase deraisa. So I want to say otherwise. That a person is not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa if he does it right after he did the aveira. And that is according to Loshon HaChinuch. The Chinuch says, "Shenetzavinu lesvadis lefnei Hashem." A person is mechuyev, is obligated to confess on his sins in front of Hashem. Al kol chatoyim shechatonu be'ez shenisnachim aleihem. By the time that he's nisnachim aleihem. What does it mean, nisnachim aleihem? Nisnachim. What does it mean, nisnachim? What does it mean, nisnachim aleihem? What does it mean, nisnachim? Nisnachim aleihem. If I would write in the chinuch, I would write, b'shoh she'nischaret aleihem. B'shoh she'mischaret aleihem. B'shoh she'yoshev me'aleihem. What does it mean? B'shoh she'nischaret, b'eish she'nischaret. What does it mean, nisnachim? What does it mean, nisnachim? Anyone can help me out? What does it mean, nisnachim? What does that mean? Rashi brings down Al HaTorah every time that it says Ve'inochem in the Torah means it's a time of Hizboinonos. It's a time of thought. It's a time of thinking of the past. That's Nisnachim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisnachim, it's a certain type of Musag of Nechama, of understanding and of the past, thinking about the past. That is Nisnachim Aleihem. If a person goes ahead, this Maisa Rav Shach, Zechin of Rocha, said over. And Rav Shabbos Kodesh. A guy came in to Rav Shach. Came in, Bebehol and Eroi. Mamish today. Rav Shabbos Kodesh. Achit Zorai. Mamish right before Shabbos. With the Gvaldiga Pachad. He came in. Mamish so nervous. And his whole Ramach was she saw the guy shivering away. What happened? What's the emergency? He said he was Oivon Aveire. And Achmol said he wants to do tshuva. What should he do? Achmol Atzlan. Rav Shach told him, go home. Come back Matzah Shabbos. Come back Matzah Shabbos. The guy went home, and he came back Matzah Shabbos. When he came back Matzah Shabbos, he was like walking down Shabbos afternoon after the Cholin, chilled out, relaxed, gewaldig, started saying the story, like he's talking about a story that happened 200 years ago, with Pliny Almoini, with a different fellow completely. Mamish! So it goes with him, it has no connection really to him. Rav Shach said, you see what that means? What 24 hours can do when you pass through Aveira. 24 hours! The guy didn't even remember he did it. He's not even looking to have Chorota about it. Doesn't even want to think about it. Say, what happened, happened. The past is the past. Let's only dream about the future. He didn't even think about it. He didn't have this hergish. He didn't have that feeling for the Aveira b'chol. That's the pshat on chinuch. If a guy goes ahead and eats a treifa sandwich, or a guy chaps him in a mixed swimming pool, wow, he runs over mechman atzal. Who's going to know about it? He gets meshuga, and he found out he's going to do mechman. He calls up the rav, says the kapor. He's all nervous. He wants to do tshuva with the ganze arts. A week later, we'll speak about it. We'll think about it. B'shas ma'isa, that's not a true understanding, it's completely feeling. Because everyone feels bad when we do an aveira. Really do. Even though the Chofetz Chaim even says clearly, the Chofetz Chaim says, when a person does an aveira with a gishmak and aveira with a tzar, he actually ties, like the Chofetz Chaim, the difference between the oinish he's going to get when he did it b'tzar and the oinish he's going to get when he did it b'simcha. I mean, you say, if a guy does an aveira, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, and he does it anyway, the oinish that he's going to get is far more less than if someone says, yeah, let's go ahead, let's do that aveira. It's two different worlds. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. But after he does that aveira, everyone feels bad. That's not considered to be a true charote. That's not considered to be a true way of vidui. Vidui is beishen esnachem. When a person thought about, look what I did. What type of tzad did I give HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this Aveira? What can I do to prepare myself the next time I will not fall into the Aveira once again? That is considered to be true vidur halachit. Be'ez shenisnachim aleihem. When a person thinks about it, when he's going to be able to do and repent it completely in order that he shouldn't just say the words to his feeling and through the agoshes. But, as the Rambam writes, and as we all know, since we were small, young children, that this mitzvah is only ben adam l'mokim, not ben adam l'chaveir. Meaning to say the following. If a guy goes ahead and he decides today, I'm not saying Krishma today. That's it. Krishma, bezmana today, it's not for me. I'm tired, it's all over. Get up, forget about it. Krishma's not for me today. So he has to do vidur on it. Whenever he does vidur with the Gansa Haaretz, and he has chota that from now on he will say Krishma bezmana, it's a gewaldige sach. I was by the Aloy Rebbe last week, and the Aloy Rebbe told me that the Chassam Sofer held Mika Adin always like the Mogen Avraham's man. I always thought otherwise. I thought the Chassam Sofer held like the second man, even though in the yeshiva they davened the Mogen Avraham, but I always held, he held like the Goyin. So the Chassam Sofer held like the Mogen Avraham. And then he was Moisef, a very interesting word. And by Inzer Chassidim, am alle gehalten Mogen Avraham. I think it's okay. The Chassidim always held also Mogen Avraham. That's what the Aloy Rebbe told me last week. He couldn't speak too much, but these few words he said. By the Chassidim, we always held Mogen Avraham. For me, it's a big chiddush. I didn't know this. Hakoponim, that's the mitzvah of Krishna. A guy says, today I'm not saying. So he has to do vidui, whenever it is. If a guy goes ahead, and he's in the middle of a major business deal with his friend, and instead of giving him $2 million, he went ahead and gave him $200,000. He didn't tell him how much this deal made this year. Nah, we didn't make anything. Maybe we're going to pull out to $200,000. Oh, I'm sorry, in unser Sprach, 200,000 sterling, right? But the pshat is, 2 million, he was ma'alamayim. Then it passes a half a year and he feels bad. The guy feels bad. This guy, I went ahead and I pushed it. I was a crook and I pulled off behind the scene $1.8 million. How in the world am I going to go ahead and do a tshuva on this avera? I'm not going to gain anything out of it, because mizaneis of tshuva Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, whatever there I was decided to get Rosh Hashanah, that's what I'm going to get anyway. So how am I going to do this? What should I do? Zok the Rambam, very interesting. Zok the Rambam. This Rambam is in choyvel mazik, otherwise than what we always understood till today. The Rambam says the following. And a person should go ahead to his friend, and he should tell him, I ask him a chila, and he should give back the full amount to his friend, and his friend has to go ahead and say, I am meichel you. Lo shana ramba. Ein miskapoloi, v'afilu hikriv kol hakobones. Ein miskapoloi, v'lo nimcholoi avoinoi. Afilu shenosan loi, chamish advarom. He paid him back everything. He had a major car crash with him, and then he played games with the insurance. He never gave him the money, whatever it was. Even if he paid up everything. Till he asks from the person who was damaged, and he is moichel him. And the Rambam brings it down twice in Choyvel Mazik, that a person has to hear that the person who is damaged, who he stole from, is actually moichel him. Do we all know the Gemara in Yuma that if a person has a problem with his friend, he said Lashon Hara about his friend, and he felt very bad, he made Ad Kedei Kach, he stopped getting Shlishi in Shul because of what he said about him, and they didn't take in his daughter to the seminary because of what he said about him, and the Shidduch broke off because of what he said about him, and he feels terrible, he wants to ask him a chila. So he goes over to him, he tells him, Tzadik, I want to ask him a chila, this and this I did, and Achman Litzan, he sent Shluchim. The guy said, you ruined my life. I don't want to see you. Don't think. Forget about my name. Forget about my number. And he does it once, twice, three times. And he sends with him Shluchim. Rambam writes, after that, Einoi Zokuk Loi. This is the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. That he doesn't have to have any connection to that person anymore. And in Shemayim, he has already a kapara. Meaning to say, if he truly has charat about what he did, and he went ahead and he truly asked the mechila and did the whole state of the Rambam, and he tried his best to calm the fellow down, and in kol zois, the guy didn't accept his forgiveness, The halacha is that in Shemayim he has a kapara. So I'm asking you, my Rabbi Yisai, why is the Rambam Hilchos Chovel on Mazik? The Rambam says that the guy has to tell you, I'm oil for you. And the Rambam Ben Adam Lechaveiro, it's the same Ben Adam Lechaveiro, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam doesn't write any oil in Fakat. It's like everything about other dinim of Tshuva, that if you went over to him 3 times, and you asked Mechili, he wasn't Moichel, let him go, because we'll date, Ezel Gein, and Nichob HaKapor in Himmel, and I have a Kapor in Shemayim, I don't have to add anymore. Mamash Astiras HaRambam, Astiras HaRambam, Apelet HaKazach, what's the Pshat? Shtei Domei Rabbi Yisai, Gevaldi Gechidush. There's two halachas in Dinei Tshuva Ben Odom Lechaveiroi, when a person has to make vidui to his friend. And when a person has to make vidui on a chet, of Ben Odom Lechaveiroi, it's not considered to be like doing vidui Ben Odom Lamokim. Meaning to say the following. The true vidui Ben Odom Lamokim is when a person has chot in his heart. There's a mitzvah to say it out bepeh, and it's a bzundo mitzvah sasek. But if a guy doesn't say it out bepeh, he just has chot in his heart and eats himself up. But he has a tiny dibi, he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't say a word. Does he have a kapor in Shemayim? Yes, Dr. Michelson. He does have a kapor in Shemayim, and a rayas about it. But, was he mekayim the mitzvah vidui? No, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah vidui. But in Odom Lechaveiro, you can have chalata for 1,000 years, you will not have any kapor in Shemayim. Also, mitzvah vidui, you are mekayim, because it's not considered a vidui till you ask your friend forgiveness. But why do you have to have a yimchaloi? Why do you have to have, why does he have to say, I'm oichel you? The truth is, because when you're talking about money, cash, money, you have to pay up. The Rambam is Mechadish, Hilchos Tshuva, as far as HaKadosh Baruch is concerned, you're covered. If you did the right thing, you tried to ease the fire, and you tried to calm him down, and you did it with the Gansa, all the halachas involved, then you were Mekayim it, finish, as far as Shemayim is concerned. But your friend, you were not, you didn't fulfill his deal, you didn't pay him his money. What is considered the money that I have to pay him? Pay him the $2 million, plus he has to say I'm oichel you. That's part of the chiv tashlumin. Because when you deal with money of your friend, that's not shayach vidui till he says v'yim chaloi. And that's a bezundra halacha. It's not considered the avir of bein adam lechaveiro. It's a bezundra halacha. It's a separate halacha of hilchas tashlumin, tashlumin momin. When the guy has to pay his friend. The main of the pshat is one doesn't have any connection to the next. We should be zoichet hake, all the mitzvahs that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over us and be able to confess on the Averis the way we're supposed to. Because Chazal tells us, Ein tzaddik shiyasa toiv leyechta. There's no tzaddik in the world that doesn't do good and doesn't do Averis. Everybody does Averis. So we all have to confess. The Rambam writes in Moir HaNevuchim, Ein shum adam ba'olam. Nobody in the world doesn't do Averis. Everybody does Averis. So we all have to do it. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do take a video al achet the way we're supposed to, the chinuch writes, when you reach the Shemayim, the chinuch says a gewaldige nusach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a ritzui befonav, v'mitoich kach yiratze lefnei boiroi, v'okei la'atoi v'chofetz v'toivez b'roisav, adrichim v'derzu yiskebo. Neschus this that we learned today, the aloche of video al achet, Eibush should be mezak us, that we should all be zeicha to live, and have the ritzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and come up to Hashem with the gewaldige simcha, and beis Hashem, the Eibush should watch over us in all our ways. Amen v'amen.